After over 20 years of sharing her knowledge on how to live a balanced life while pursuing a spiritual path, Supreme Master Qinghai continues to dedicate her time and effort to uplift and enhance the life of all beings. Motivated by her unconditional love and overflowing compassion for our planet and its co-inhabitants, humans and animals alike, Supreme Master Qinghai selflessly accepts invitations to share her insights and wisdom on the topic of global warming and climate change, such as at gatherings with our association members, symposiums, or via video conferences and the like.
We have to respect all lives, including that of our so-called enemies even. Directly or indirectly, we have to stop the killing. We have to be all vegetarian and abstain from all animal products. That's how the killing will stop. Everything else is secondary.
Recently, she accepted an interview from Bob Linden, producer and radio show host of Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Because of his love for animals, for the past 8 years, vegan radio host Bob Linden has been working diligently to help the public understand the benefits of animal-free living. His weekly radio program on GoVeganRadio.com, based in the United States, covers a wide range of topics including animal welfare, health, environment, world hunger, morality, and peace. Supreme Master Qinghai's interview with Bob Linden addressed the importance of the vegan diet in helping our planet. We now invite you to view today's feature, Interview with Supreme Master Qinghai by Bob Linden of Go Vegan with Bob Linden Radio.
Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Today, I am honored. I'm in love with our guest on today's program. An inspiration, actually a spiritual leader and teacher to millions around the world, Supreme Master Qinghai. And her life and her devotees are really dedicated to alleviating the suffering of others. And she has had an amazing life of service, having worked with the International Red Cross. And if there's a disaster, pretty much she has been involved with it in terms of floods throughout the Midwest, and California floods, and in mainland China and Malaysia, and working with the disadvantaged elderly in Brazil, and those displaced by volcanic eruptions, and disaster victims in Thailand, and destitute families in Formosa and Singapore, and lepers in Hawaii, and so much so that she's been recognized, although she's apparently very shy and doesn't seek recognition, but it's hard to ignore her work. For example, October 25th, 1993, was proclaimed Supreme Master Qinghai Day in Honolulu, Hawaii, and likewise proclaimed by governors of the states of Illinois and Wisconsin and Kansas and Missouri and Minnesota for her work with flood victims. And she received the World Peace Award and Spiritual Leadership Award. And I know she's getting uncomfortable because we really shouldn't talk about all the awards, because we want to continue to do the work to which we're dedicated. And Supreme Master, thank you for being with us on today's program.
Thank you for having me, Bob. You're very handsome with your adventurous outfit.
Do you see the wolf? I have beautiful wolves on my...
All for the wild. Eyes and the mouth. You love wolf?
I love all animals.
Yes, I do too. What an expression he has on his face.
I can see why everybody loves you so much, right? From your first words, huh? You're so charming.
How are you?
Very good. How are you, Supreme Master? It's a pleasure to meet you.
I am good.
I can't tell you how much I admire you over the years. Well, I'll tell you on the radio because you're very influential in such a good way. It's just very, very loving. What you're doing is so important with global warming. You and I are some of the only ones out there who are just trying to...
We are buddies.
We are definitely buddies, for sure. What a great buddy to have.
Good buddies. Well, you never know. Maybe some more will be later.
You look terrific.
Thank you. Thank you, love.
It's so wonderful to have you, really. And oh, by the way, what are you wearing? I see that you have a new line of clothing. Right?
Yes. It's all about I am vegan, I'm green, save the world, or be veg, go green, save the planet. This is a new line of clothes with these kind of words written all over. Yes.
I'm vegan, go green, save the planet. It's what a wonderful message. And that's on your entire clothing line.
Yes, yes. There's a new design now, just come out.
It's beautiful. I see you here via the internet, and it's quite lovely. So it's what comprises the clothing line, by the way? It's dresses, shoes, handbags, what?
Yeah, we have evening dress, a casual dress, jeans, T-shirt, normal men wear, and hat and shoes, and handbags. Everywhere we can, we print or embroider these words on, like, I am a vegan, I am green, save the world, or be fresh, go green, in these kind of lines.
I love you so much. I love your line of clothes.
For dog's outfit also, we put on, I am vegan, I am green, save the world. For dogs also.
Oh, for dogs also.
Dog clothes, yes.
We're going to have a fashion show with your line. Let's do that in Los Angeles, and I'll keep that in front of our listening audience. What
fabulous,
you have there,
fabulous.
That you would incorporate the most important message into fashion, and you are known for being involved with fashion. For 8 years, I've been doing the vegan radio show. Well, the show is called Go Vegan with Bob Linden. So I use the vegan word, and sometimes people are not used to it and all. But now that I say vegan is the green lifestyle, it's popular because everybody wants to be green.
Yes, so, yes. It's the greener's way.
It's the green lifestyle.
Right.
As a matter of curiosity, because a number of people would hear Supreme Master, and they'd like to know the derivation of how you might be called Supreme Master, what that might signify.
Okay, how do I get it, huh?
Yes. How do I get it?
Now the Universal Congress has selected me for this title, and I'm obliged to carry it all over the world around me, so to remind everyone of their supremacy within themselves.
Mm-hmm. So everybody is a master.
Yes, sir. We are the children of God, so we inherit that surname.
Mm-hmm. And I saw in your writings, you said, you know, everybody's a master, and a supreme master is one who can teach each to have his or her own mastery, right?
Yeah. So,
how many devotees would you say you have around the world, people who are interested in your work?
Well, I do not really keep track of these numbers, but I guess millions. But for me, it's not really important how many people in a group, as long as these people are doing something that is beneficial to other people and other beings. And important is we polish our virtue and be of help to others, individually or group-wise. I think that's more important than numbers, because sometimes people have a lot of numbers, but there's nothing coming out of those numbers.
Right. But I notice a certain dedication to your devotees, so it would be nice if they were in great numbers.
It's true. You're right.
I first became aware of you. I started a vegan festival in Los Angeles called World Fest, and as soon as the word got out, your devotees with One World Restaurant were the first ones there to say, we're bringing the vegan food. And, you know, that's part of the message, too. We want the world to go vegan.
Yeah.
And they have to know the food is great. And you're actually involved with restaurants around the world.
Right. Yes. Practical.
Mm-hmm. Practical, right?
So yeah.
There, you have a vegetarian house that's in San Jose.
Yes.
And now a chain of vegan restaurants worldwide, Loving Hut.
They are actually vegan. It's just we didn't use the word vegan. Honestly, I did not know the word vegan existed before.
The word vegan is very good, and I think it's important to differentiate between vegan and vegetarian. How do you feel about that, differentiating between vegan and vegetarian?
Basically, to me, it should be the same. Because to me, vegetarian imply vegetable. And for me, I only knew that up to recently. Because for me, a vegetarian means vegan, means no animal product. But I was informed not very long ago that some people call themselves vegetarian, but they also eat eggs and fish. And I said, these are not vegetable. Therefore, I've been informed of the word vegan. And the word vegan is actually mean just absolutely vegetable, the real vegetarian.
Right.
So I thought, oh, convenient, very good. So I asked Supreme Master TV to include the word vegan since then, so people get more used to with this word and maybe curious and try to find out what is it. I want people to know the cruelty involved in the dairy product as well, not just meat industry. So if we keep using the word vegan, people might be curious and then we'll find out the facts about this cruelty to the animals.
Right.
So maybe they will decide to stop it and not using, by boycotting the dairy product.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, there's actually more cruelty in dairy and egg production than if someone went out and shot an animal and ate her. The cruelty in dairy and poultry is...
slow for suffering, yes. Slow and very agonizing. Is it terrible? I did not know this thing, actually, because for me, like in Vietnam where I was born, if a Buddhist say he's vegetarian, that means he just eat vegetable, plant-based product, soy protein, and these things. I never know what cheese was until I came to Europe. And many years later, when I went to Europe and they offered me some, it tastes so strange, you know, and I never used to it anyway. And
right.
After I know that so much cruelty go into this industry to procure dairy product, I stay far, far away.
Right, right, right.
Yes.
And there is the same health risks, the same environmental devastation, because you and I have come to know that methane is an important cause of global warming, and milk equals methane, which mainly comes from cows.
Yeah,
and,
that's true.
That's why I wanted to call my show Go Vegan with Bob Linden, for using the vegan word, because I think that the industries are so rich and powerful that they can create new vegetarians. They call them lacto-ovo vegetarian, milk and egg vegetarian, and it takes away the true meaning. So that's why I wanted to say vegan, and
yes,
I appreciate
right.
that you have embraced the word vegan.
Yeah. Some people don't realize that. I did not realize this. I thought vegetarian just means vegetable.
Right, right, as it should mean. So it's the complete, it's the total vegetarian. Sometimes people call it strict vegetarian, but there's nothing strict about it. If one were to try the food at restaurants of your devotees, Vegetarian House in San Jose is one of the most wonderful restaurants in the world. I'm there all the time.
Thank you.
And I visited Loving Hut, and now you're going to have vegan restaurants all around the world.
Yes.
They've opened in Asia, Hong Kong, Vietnam, opening in Palo Alto and San Francisco.
Yes.
So is that your vision? Vegan restaurants everywhere, on every corner?
Yes, yes. The quicker, the more, the better. To hasten the 100 monkey effect, the critical mass effect. Since I know now that people are so like zigzag with the vegetarian name, I told the people who open Loving Hut, you know, in our chain, they have to sign a contract saying that all the food are absolutely no animal in it, absolutely vegan.
Yeah. Now,
yes.
Now, where does this compassion for animals come from you? Where's the love of animals that comes from you? Where does that start?
I don't know. So ever since I was young, I could not see animal kill. I could not eat meat and fish. I got vomit a lot. That's why I'm very small. I was very skinny before, because in my family, we also did not know anything. Like everybody else, I was forced to eat meat and I vomit. And I go to bathroom and vomit there and don't dare to let anybody know.
Well, that's a natural reaction to something so repulsive as flesh, right? Putting flesh into our bodies? Ooh,
yeah, and whenever possible, I eat the vegetable. And every time I had some pocket money, I go out and buy only vegetable and corn and all that. So my father say, why every time I give you some money, you just spend it on corns and spinach and all those fruits. I said, I love them. I just love them because I was young and I didn't know much to say. And I vomit whenever, you know, meat were forced to eat. But they always tell me, you have to eat to grow up. And like everyone else, you know, my family also were not much wiser. And I'm glad that now I grow up and I can decide what I eat. And it was easier that way.
Certainly. Yes.
Yeah, I would have grown much bigger if they fed me vegetarian since I was a kid.
Right, right, right. In your innocence, you knew the truth, that eating flesh was repulsive and not natural and not healthy. And it also turns out that it's really bad for the environment.
It is.
I was speaking to one of your devotees who said that you've actually seen climate change firsthand with your relief work and disasters. What would that be telling you? You've seen the climate change for yourself and what it's done in natural disasters. Yes?
Yes. Concerning these effects of global warming, connecting with meat and dairy and animals raising, I have seen that long ago. Normally, intuitively, before I even know that the scientist has any evidence about it. And mostly I just talk to my close circle of people, and I would not even dream that anybody even listen. So we just talk with each other. Before that, we didn't even have record player. We didn't have Supreme Master television. Originally, I also don't know if I can tell anyone or anyone listen at all. But now that the time is short and the situation is urgent, so I went all out just to inform people that it's not only cruelty to animals when we eat in meat and dairy, but it's also harming to our health and destroying the planet. And it's very urgent right now. We must stop this. We must stop all the killings of human and animals and the environment.
Right. And you say the time is short. You feel like the time is short with the environment now.
Very short, sir, very short.
So that means the one action we can all take is to go vegan, and we can go vegan today. We don't need a government to pass carbon credits, or we don't have to go drive a Prius, although that would help, but going vegan actually reduces carbon emissions more than driving a Prius. It's really quite amazing, but it is an action that we can all take right now.
That's right.
And you think everyone should, right?
Oh, yes. Everybody should if they really want to live here on this planet.
Yeah. Do you feel we're disconnected from nature? Is that the problem, that humans are disconnected? Or?
Oh, no, sir. I feel like we have not been informed very well by the people who should inform us, the people who knows. Because most people, let's face it, they're busy earning their living, you know, 8 to 5 dailies. They have no time to check up all these facts, and they're not even scientists. They're not even in the deciding position of governmental body. So I think the government should inform people. And the scientist has already proven that meat eating is a number one cause of global warming, and it's increasing dangerously the methane. Not just methane, CO2 and
nitrous oxide,
hydrogen sulfide, which is even more dangerous. All kind of gases that came from animal product, and because it warmed the atmosphere, and then the permafrost get warm, and then more methane came out and more dangerous gas came out. It's just like a vicious circle, you know. It will not stop. If we don't stop eating meat, we will reap the consequence of this suffering.
Right. And you have a lot of information that actually comes from NASA scientists that's on Supreme Master TV.
Right.
I read a report that said if we were to all go vegan, the methane would actually cycle out of the atmosphere in 8 years and pretty much put an end to global warming. That's what I'm hearing from my research in science. So if we all were to go vegan, we could end the global warming. And as you said, meat and dairy cause global warming more than all transportation combined, all cars, trucks, boats, planes.
That's right.
Don't add up to the global warming caused by meat and dairy.
That's right.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol levels, reduce type 2 diabetes, prevent stroke conditions, reverse atherosclerosis, reduce heart disease risk 50%, reduce heart surgery risk 80%, prevent many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increase life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, conserve up to 70% clean water,
save over 70% of the Amazonian rainforest from clearance for animal grazing,
a solution for world hunger,
free up 3,433 million hectares of land annually, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply,
consume two-thirds less fossil fuels than those used for meat production,
reduce pollution from untreated animal waste, maintain cleaner air,
save 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year,
stop 80% of global warming,
plus more. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com.
Save your life.
Be veg. Go green.
Yeah. Now, you have some best-selling books that you've published, The Birds in My Life and The Noble Wild. What message are you trying to convey in your books, too?
Oh, the same with you are wearing the wolf right now.
That's right. I'm wearing my wolf shirt right now.
Yes. So we want people to understand that animals do really have soul. And animals do understand, and they do have noble quality that is endowed to them by God. We have to respect them and
Absolutely.
Protect them. Then in turn, we will be protected as well.
Mm-hmm.
And
Definitely.
Our lives will be better if we stop harming other innocents. I want people to know that animals are not just something that you look down upon or you watch in and enjoy a little their presence. They are extremely intelligent in many cases, and they are extremely noble. In some cases, they are more noble than some of us human. I want people to know that. That's why I wrote these books. Not to become bestseller, but if it becomes bestseller, well, wonderful.
Right.
I did not think it would become bestseller. I don't know how many people would like to read this kind of thing. I'm a simple woman, you know, Bob. I was thinking, okay, I try my best, but maybe I'm just trying in my own corner. And how much effort can it be? But, you know, you can only try your best and then see how it goes.
Right.
And sure. It became bestseller, and I'm very happy. So like this, it has a little bit more impact when it's a bestseller, then it's more impact than it's a normal
one. Absolutely. That's why I want to be on as many radio stations as possible. We have such an important message, and it's amazing that the message is of kindness to animals. If you're kind to animals, you don't get cancer, heart disease, stroke. You don't destroy the environment. There's no world hunger. We could feed the world. We wouldn't have to have food riots, right?
That's right.
So it all comes down to kindness for animals, and I so appreciate what you're doing in trying to help people and the environment. I want to thank you for featuring my radio show on Supreme Master TV on your feature, Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. And then this is going to go out to millions and get translated into 15 languages, so it's actually pretty amazing. And I wish you continued success. Is there anything that you wanted to say that we didn't get to today that you might want to talk about with our audience?
I don't think anything I want to say that you have not said already on your radio for 8 years of your hard working effort. But I just want to say that you're welcome on our show anytime again. And it's, you know, our privilege, and it's my personal privilege to introduce beneficial individuals or groups or organizations who's working sincerely to help elevating the physical and spiritual standard of the human race. And we would like to unite with these individuals in spirit, at least, so together we can make a strong impact to save the world, to make a world a more sustainable place and a better world, for ourselves and for the future generation.
That is so wonderful. I'm planning on what I call Vegan Earth Day, and maybe we'll get together on that for the first day of summer every year, especially this coming June 21st, a Vegan Earth Day, where perhaps we ask everybody on Earth to go vegan at least for the day, preferably for a month, so at least they feel some of the benefits. But why not for the 8 years to take methane out of the atmosphere and end global warming, right?
So. Correct. And it might not even be 8 years.
Really? You've seen some scientific evidence that it might be shorter.
No, because once we generate a loving kindness atmosphere, things change quicker. We have to think more in a spiritual way, not just physical way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great. Okay. I'm just so happy with your line of clothes.
I'm sure you'll be happy to wear it because it's all about vegan.
That just makes me so happy. I'll be handsome when I'm wearing some of your new clothing line.
Oh, please let us know your size. We send to you.
Okay, be happy to. And I'll let people know about your clothing line. And I want to thank you so much for being with us today. It was an honor to have you here, Supreme Master Qinghai.
Thank you, Bob. And thank you all your people there, the very supporting staff. We send them something casual, jean and t-shirt for summer.
Very kind of you.
Thank you. God bless you all, eh?
Thank you so much. Hope to talk to you again soon.
I hope so, too. God bless you and your loved ones.
Thank you for spreading the truth and dedicating yourself to saving the world and the people and the animals. I'm so honored by your commitment to compassion and your dedication to alleviating suffering. Thank you so much.
Keep with your great work. We really appreciate it.
Keep up yours, great work. Thank you also, Bob, for doing what you're doing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bless you.
Love you.
I love you too.
thank you, kind viewers, for your presence on today's Words of Wisdom. Please stay tuned for Models of Success, coming up next on Supreme Master Television. May your spirit be light and bright with God's blessings and grace.